podcast for the bad seeds. Thank you for listening. If you haven't listened, welcome. If you have, welcome fucking back. And today, I have Elliot.
Hello.
And Michael.
Hello.
I think this is like their third time.
It's my second, but I'll just go fuck myself.
No, yeah, that's right.
I think it's your third, bro.
Second, brother.
I think you've been on three times.
You were on the moron episode. Yeah. You were on the kitchen episode.
I don't believe a word.
Yeah, you weren't here.
Yeah, honestly, content-wise, you've
been here. I forgot about the Moron Bros episode. This is my third time. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
We've been out of the loop for a while. I fucking haven't done an episode in like literally a month and a half. What's been up, guys? I've actually been out of the loop in life for like a month and a half, so.
Having a baby will do that to you, buddy.
What have you been up to, Mike?
Running that kitchen at another bar from last time, actually. I'm at another restaurant, and things are looking up. Things are going well.
Just putting stuff on plates. I got engaged. Hey!
Yeah.
That's
a big one. Yeah.
Congratulations.
You would have gotten in trouble if you forgot that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal.
Kind of. How'd you get engaged? How'd you do it?
At the Cyndi Lauper concert, during Time After Time, I plopped down on one knee, and my roommate... another shitbag who's been on here before, Robbie Stroud. He filmed the whole thing. He had it all planned for me. He actually brought the ring in case we got wanted down. And luckily, I thought that far ahead because they did expect to see what's in the fucking box. And, it was great. She didn't expect it. I had it planned for 5 months. I told the entire world about it, but I did not tell her. I don't know how that really happened, but it's great, man. She's thrilled and. So the fuck am I? It's just now we gotta figure out how we're gonna do it and everything. So,
Ruby Tuesdays.
Yeah, sure. That's a good one.
Sure, 15 beers and a couple of margarita shots, and we're good.
They're pretzel buns, though.
As long as there's a chocolate fountain, that's all I'm really concerned about.
Yeah, Rob's gonna officiate the wedding, actually, so that's gonna be entertaining in its own.
Yeah, that is gonna be something else.
Yeah. Hopefully, I don't call her sugar tits during my.
Yeah,
that'll happen. That was also planned.
I know it was.
Yeah,
I know it was. It was great.
I wrote that down and I spelled it wrong.
What's funny is when you said sugar tits, that's when everybody in your wedding party, we all turned around and started to cry. That was the moment where like actually made it. Not seeing her walk down, which it was the most. It was such a beautiful wedding, but. When you called her sugar tits, I remember looking at Jace while I'm pulling my head to away from the audience or whatever, wiping my eyes down.
Goddamn sugar tits.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, and that was the best part of that whole speech.
Thanks, man. What have you been up to, Smells?
Let's see. Still making pizzas.
It's wonderful.
Dealing with teenagers, which is not getting easier.
Yeah, they stay the same age.
Yeah. And they really fucking do. And very predictable, but consistently disappointing. Been pooping myself more lately.
Have you?
Like, almost on a monthly basis.
Really?
Yeah. Like, we had to go... We helped somebody move the other day, and I was all dressed and ready to go at 11 o'clock in the morning. I was sitting on my bed, just kind of curved back on the wall, you know? Looking at my phone and fully dressed, ready to go, feeling great about, you know, the day, like, all right, gonna get some exercise today, make some money, it's gonna be good. And then I farted, but I didn't fart, I shit. And I just had to deal with the fallout. I ended up wearing jeans because I didn't have any other shorts. So, and then I think in turn, I almost had a heat stroke. So,
yeah, we call that a stage 3. Sharp.
Yeah. Yeah, so. it was enough to change, not enough to throw away the clothes.
In your defense on the heat stroke, though, it rained for 5 minutes, and it made everything so humid. While we were moving an entire house into one hot box to another because the power hadn't really been cut on but for 20 minutes at the next place.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was just hot as hell, but that was entertaining, man. The puddle of sweat, though. That was left in my man's bucket seat of the truck. Was beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
It was like I had spilled a glass of water.
That's why they're leather.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Absolutely.
Could you imagine if they weren't?
Looked like a cum rag.
Like a 70s couch.
Climb the walls like Spider-Man.
Like the carpet after a key party.
Explain this key party.
Key party?
Some people may not know.
A key party is when you show up and throw your keys in a bowl along with a bunch of other couples. And then I guess the wife, maybe that's too traditional. The husband or the wife grabs a set of keys and then you fuck whoever the keys belong to.
Yeah, I think everybody just blows everybody these days.
Yeah,
now it's whole... more... Now they just call that Tinder.
Yeah.
I think it's just a blow fest.
Yeah.
Fucking suck fest.
Suck fest.
Have fun on your fucking suck fest, okay? Well, that's cool, guys.
Yeah.
I'm glad you shit yourself
enough. I also went to a key party.
Actually, I haven't shit myself all year, which is rare. I usually shit myself twice a year.
I've been next to Michael when he shit himself a few times. And like for some reason
enough to get rid of the underpants.
No,
yeah,
I think,
well, I keep change of clothes in my car at all times.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean, me too.
See, I don't. Maybe I should.
I used to just keep rubber bands around my wrist, and then if I did let a little go, I would take the underwear and then like make a turd out of it and put rubber bands around it, and then you could flush it.
But I will say that 9 times out of 10 I've been sick, so it's not just like.
Because when you first said rubber bands, for some reason I thought you were going to say, and then I just, you know, tie them around my ankle so the shit doesn't get out. Which isn't that much more ridiculous than what you said.
Yeah, by any means.
It's not that bad, guys. Do you want to leave it in the trash can and then have that question? Like at a party?
Well, they're not going to do a DNA test.
Well, they're going to
be like...
Unless
your name's sewn into
it. Hey, who's the 3X guy that was here?
Oh, yeah, good boy.
They notice a guy covered in tattoos walking into the bathroom at Aldi.
And my underwear is always out.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Good
so
point.
They've definitely seen it.
And you heard...
It's like, there's gray underwear with a huge sweat streak all the way to the top, and then a little bit of a mud puddle.
That's your Wednesdays.
Yeah. You do what I do. You just start a small fire.
Oh, yeah. And
then just where, anywhere just as get, a distraction.
Yeah, okay.
General distraction. You kind of just get, because nobody's going to be talking about the shitty underwear. They're going to be like, there was a fire. I couldn't believe
That's
it.
True.
Or knock a bunch of things over in the store, and then everybody's going to be like, oh, wow, remember that idiot who spilt 3 dozen eggs? You know.
Well, it's
and refused to pay for them.
In a grocery store around here, you can pretty much do anything.
It's total anarchy, man.
Yeah.
I watched a lady drop a thing of marinara the other day, and it literally hit the ceiling, and she just kept, and she went,
well,
they're lost, and like grabbed another can like it was nothing. So.
That's how it works.
Speaking of grocery stores and the hurricane preparedness, which I want to know that you wanted to speak on.
Yeah, that was the first thing. Yeah. By the way, it's we're in the middle of Hurricane Florence, right now.
Yeah, Aunt Flo.
Aunt Flo. I think tomorrow we start almost getting something. It's at the coast right now, but this weekend's going to be dumb.
Yeah.
Shitload of rain, some winds, whatever. So, you know, hopefully you can listen to this as it's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. As your phone's dying.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're already estimating like 3 million to go out of power, but... The fucking dumb thing is seeing everybody get the milk and eggs and the water. Like, not that many people in Gastonia run off of well water. So, you don't have to worry. Like, if your power goes out, it's okay. But people, you know, the only thing you have to worry about is it getting contaminated. But even then, man, I mean, boil water for a minute. It's fine.
Well, if you're out of power, it's kind of rough. I do have a grill with propane tank.
See, that was my preparedness. I bought a flashlight. I got my normal case of water.
It's a flashlight, though, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I bought charcoal. Because if our power goes out, then you can go outside and do the grill. It's not going to rain. It's going to rain excessive for a minute, but I don't think it's... I don't know. I don't think it's going to be...
Oh, no, it's going to be pretty gnarly.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of rain.
I think I think from what everybody's talking about, like, you know, everybody else's interpretations of, like, what this is going to be... I don't think it's going to be another Hugo.
Well, they're saying it's going to be worse than Hugo.
I
was conceived during Hugo.
I was already here.
It's fake news.
But still conceived.
It's fake news, right. Dude.
It's fake news? It's
fake news.
It's a big one.
It is a big one. It is a big one.
Well, Mike is a weather denier.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe the weather exists.
No, but I have seen, like, so when I did decide to go get my charcoal and water and flashlight, I went to take a shit in the grocery store, and I come back out, and somebody had gone in my buggy and taken the water out of my buggy.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. That'll happen.
And there was water all over the store, which was just like, in my head, I'm thinking, like, there's just some lazy motherfucker that decided that, you know, he didn't want to go across the store again and get water. But I was at Sam's Club shopping for the restaurant, and they had a sign out front that said, three bottles of water per customer.
Three bottles?
Three cases of water per customer. Right. So I'm trying to get down the aisle where there's men and women. I mean, it looks like people had never...
There's fist fights.
Yeah, I mean, old people.
There's like a small fire.
People in their 50s and 60s, like, screaming it. And so this one lady was like, you ain't getting that fucking water, like, yelling at this older guy, you know? Like, you can only get three, and bitching at him, and he goes, I'll buy as much water as I want to, bitch. I mean, you could hear... So I started screaming, just, hey, like, fucking... And everybody shut up, and they looked at me, and I was like, I'm not buying any water. Let me the fuck through right now. Like, get the fuck out of my way. Like, it's bad enough I have to dodge you, like, going for the samples all the fucking time. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, I mean, you're preparing for a disaster, but also Pop-Tarts.
It's just a piece of pineapple.
But to look over in their carts and to see, like, you're worried about the power going out, but you just bought 3 gallons of milk and 4 dozen eggs. Like,
oh, so much food is going to get thrown away.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But why do you think that that's your preparedness? You know what I'm saying, man? I got a gallon of fucking whiskey and some other things, and I'm good to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let it ride.
I got some leftover beer from Deep Purple, like 3 Sam Adams, some kind of German beer, a 12-pack of PBR, a frozen pizza, which I guess I'm going to cook on the grill.
Yeah.
Which I've seen done.
Now, so. I was about to ask, like, you have a baby. So, what's the plan for, what, heating up milk and stuff like that?
It's straight from the breast.
Gotcha. Very cool. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's weird to be like, very cool, man. But,
dude, cool. Dude. Sucking on titties. Yeah. It's cool. It's so cool.
I mean, it is fucking cool, but...
She'll be fine.
Cool.
I just don't want fucking power to go out. That's it.
That's going to happen, man.
Because then you got to entertain.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to, you know, I still have to have parties and whatnot.
Well, yeah, of course.
I can't not do that.
By the way, when is the next wine gathering?
The 23rd or 24th.
Wonderful. Yeah. I have a great bottle of Boone's that I can't wait to bring to you.
Yeah. Oh, I got a bottle of, it's the finest. Bootleggers. It's a peach. Aged 2 months.
Nice. 2 months?
Ooh. Yeah.
That's a good vintage.
It's a fine malt.
Wow.
I'm actually bringing a dessert wine.
Are you?
I made it myself. It's just a rosé that I put some cake in. It's very grating.
That would be some shit to see, like, you know how, like, in the bottom of like, moonshine bottles, there's, like, peaches and shit. If there's a piece of cheesecake, just like, been in there a month.
Yeah. Oh, that cake's going to get you
just
fucked
very
up.
Fermented. Very fermented.
It's good, man. No, it's soggy.
You got to shake up the bottle a lot.
It's disgusting. It's just disgusting, man.
Ugh. Would that work?
I don't want to even think about it.
Yeah, well, don't.
Live it. Don't. Here it is.
Live it. Live it. So, does your Fleshlight take batteries, or is it just a regular, like, the first generation?
Tyler would be the person to ask about that question, considering that he was the one with the high-grade Fleshlight.
Yeah. Yeah. Throwing it around like it was a football. Actually, Rob one time received a gift of a pocket pussy that was inside of a football. And it was about, like, Nerf size.
It looked like a football. Yeah. Like, you know the old telephones that are footballs?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like, except when
But smaller. I mean, it wasn't a giant fucking...
Right.
Yeah.
So but you took the ends off of it. One was an asshole and the other one was a vajayjay.
So you could take it places?
Just...
I guess if you wanted to throw the old pigskin around with your buddies.
I like football, but not that much.
No.
You know what football does to me? gets my juices going.
Does yeah. it to where you need a pocket pussy shaped football?
I think it'd be great to get an unsuspecting NFL player to sign it.
Cam Newton, just like
take that, Aaron Rodgers. What's up? Who's the gunslinger now?
I've been your biggest fan, Cam.
As soon as he signs it, just take the fucking side off.
Just start fucking it.
Just stare.
Just start fucking
it. It's a real power move. Right.
Just like jamming a Jellywood in it.
Yeah. Start fucking you, tell him not to look you in the eyes.
Just thumbing it in front of Aaron Rodgers.
Just keep. I'd get Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs. It would be a baseball, though.
No, it'd be a football.
It'd still be a football. Yeah. I guess a baseball bat would work, too.
I don't think Wade Boggs really cares anymore.
Nope. No.
No.
If you're paying the $50 for the signature,
he's past it.
He'll probably sign a pocket pussy. If you just, you don't even have to, there's no guys. Just.
I watched the Always Sunny episode of the Wade Boggs Challenge the other day where they were on the airplane. So good.
I feel like if you take a pocket pussy to a like horror convention, you could get just about literally everybody to sign it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And nobody would even bat an eye.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've never been to a horror convention, but they seem like...
They sign so many pussies and assholes there anyways. Like, doing a fake one's not a big deal.
Fake ass pussy.
Just keep saying, don't touch that side.
Yeah.
He's like, why is it still hot?
My dishwasher's broken, so here's some gloves.
Why did it wash off so fast?
Is there like a screw at the other end of it or something? How does those work?
It's like
are you talking about drainage?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
I guess hot water and soap, man. You just open up both ends and just pour this shit like down. Like warm mayonnaise.
Like,
man.
Yeah, you're like you're just trying to kind of rooting around warm. There, trying to get.
It's like whisking egg whites.
It's like you get a pipe cleaner. You know what I mean?
Just. I feel like it should come with a cleaning kit. That's fucked up.
Oh, dude. Yeah. That's like asking a weed pipe to come with a cleaning kit, dude. Just hot water and alcohol.
It's like anything else. You use the cleaning kit the first couple times, then it just kind of.
It just gets,
You just throw it in the closet.
You say maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Throw it in the microwave for 5 seconds.
Put a. Oh, God.
Wrap it in a wet paper towel.
Yeah. Throw it in the microwave. Put a paper towel down one end and pull it out the other.
With like some Neosporin on it or something. Neosporin. Is that a cleaning agent?
I think you'd want to use like a shot of penicillin to be completely honest.
Hold on, Neosporin is not a cleaning agent.
No, it's like it's medicated Vaseline.
I think what you're asking is kind of a loaded question.
Oh, okay.
I'll say this. Just PSA: don't put Neosporin in your pocket.
Yeah. It's going to burn like jalapenos.
I don't care how bad you tear that thing up.
Yeah. Peroxide. Alcohol.
Peroxide will dry you out probably. Probably break the plastic. Just think it as like what peroxide
looks like
does.
An old vinyl seat on a car. Like an Oldsmobile.
What the old ladies put on their head to keep the rain away.
The plastic bags.
Plastic bags.
Oh, man.
Welcome to the South.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like pocket pussies are getting more regular these days.
Yeah, they're definitely, there's not as much of a stigma.
Yeah, just like the Bing flingers, you know?
Bing flingers.
Yeah. Bing flingers.
You know, like those little things that they go on like the girls' fingers and they just like, and, you know, get their rocks off with. Wow. I mean, everybody owns a dildo at this point.
Well,
I'm pretty sure that shit's just like, literally just like the motor to like an 80s toy.
Yeah.
That just vibrates. Yeah. That's all it is.
The McDonald's the McDonald's Happy Meal toys. Yeah. Man. It's just like three of those hooked together.
It's like you can't.
With some velvet.
Some velvet.
So it's nice and pretty and sweet.
Yeah.
You don't want anything porous.
Nah.
Spell it.
Porous?
Yeah. Spell it.
Porous. Is that how you spell porous?
I don't know.
Bruce.
Yeah, fuck you. You don't even know.
Google, motherfucker.
Yeah, right? I don't know.
So I always look up the lockup here. So I'm always curious.
Yeah, those are fun.
And P-O-R-O-U-S, motherfucker,
Isn't that how I spelled it?
I don't know.
Dude, I think I put an extra U in there.
Honestly, I wasn't paying attention, so I couldn't tell you if you read it.
Well, I'm glad we did this.
So we see this guy at the bar, and we serve him and his wife, whatever. I go in, and I get bored, so I pull up the Gaston County lockup. The dude that we served was there. That was the guy that was there with his wife for assaulting a female.
Huh.
And so the two guys that he came with asked one of the gentlemen, I was like, hey, man, did this just happen? Like, 10 minutes ago? Or, you know, like, I guess it'd been an hour.
Yeah.
Realistically. I was like, I guess this just happened. He's like, no, that's why we were down here. Like, we got him out.
So he got out of jail.
Right.
And went to get a drink.
Yeah. Dude, that's old, man. That's from yesterday. That's,
Yeah, that's only 12 hours ago, man. No worries.
And he's at the bar with her.
With her. With her.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and she's got a fucking wrist brace on.
Like a...
Like a
oh, like where like he go, fucked her
like
up?
Like a bowling... I mean, I imagine that's what it was.
From the hospital.
Or they are on a league. A bowling league.
Oh, yeah.
He don't look like no bowler.
She didn't pick up that spare. And
He didn't... Oh, God
he picked it up for
her. He don't look like no bowler. But, yeah, that was really...
Don't pigeonhole bowlers.
It's like, you either...
What do you mean, pigeonhole bowlers?
I mean, bowlers can look like anything.
Bowlers don't look like a wife-beating son of a bitch?
Yeah.
Fair enough, dude. Okay, you got me on that one.
You bowl a 195 or you can go to bed.
Yeah. I've never...
Go to bed.
I don't think I've ever broke 100.
I lose interest after, like, the second frame.
Oh, yeah.
Done.
I felt like I was going to hurt my arm last time. Just started going granny style. What went way better?
The son of a bitch went granny and started knocking him out of the park.
Knocking him down.
It's great.
That's why it's called granny, because...
Yeah.
Granny rules.
I'm pretty sure some people were laughing, but, I mean, he's got the points.
Yeah.
This big boy.
I saw a dude bowl a 300 in high school. Yeah, like, we used to go, like, every Thursday to the fucking... bowling alley or whatever. This dude was like on the league. He was there apparently 5 days a week, and he fucking did it.
Damn.
Yeah, that's
when we were at the bowling alley, Michael got this plate of nachos, and to call them nachos is
pretty fucked up.
They were an approximation of nachos. Like, they were like someone had had nachos described to them.
Yeah.
And then they made this, and he's like, do you want a bite? And I was pretty drunk, and I was like, yeah, sure. And I put the chip in my mouth, and he goes, they have a 93.
Yeah, this is how I described the nachos to people, is I gave them a 93, the same as their health rating.
Oh, and that's what you bowled, too. That's crazy.
He didn't bowl a fucking 93.
Bitch.
You bowled a gentleman's 52.
All right, man.
I don't even know if you got in double digits, Michael.
Bubba, I got double digits. I'm not going to lie. I did a bowling league in high school because it was really dumb, and... You could go get nachos at the bowling alley, so I did it in high school. And I bowled a one time. I got one pin the entire game. Clipped that son of a bitch.
I could see Michael in his, like, anti-flag shirt just, like...
Yeah. Every damn day.
Just being like, button chest.
Yeah, fuck this. Fuck society.
Fuck society. Give me a goddamn nacho or get the fuck out of my face.
Like, I want a fucking cool
menthol cigarette.
Menthol right now.
Give me a cool menthol cigarette. And a 40 of Miller High Life that I'm only going to drink a quarter of.
Yeah, so, and be out of your fucking mind wasted.
Yeah, man. I always like to get reminded of, like, how shitty I was, and then think about how shitty I still am, and, like, I'm the same person.
Dude, your high school...
Yeah, it sucks.
your high school substance abuse was fucking wild.
It was, dude.
3 ounces of alcohol every week.
Yeah.
I'm like glad you got out of that.
And then marijuana was introduced to me, so...
Yeah.
Buffalo Soldier, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And anti-flag.
Yeah, they're not that great anymore.
Yeah, I also burned that shirt.
Did you?
Yeah, we did. Me and Katie.
Oh.
Did it right in front of you. How do you not remember that?
Oh, that was probably the night that you had to carry me to that lake so I would throw up, and you kept saying, it's cool, man, I'll throw up with you. And then you dropped me, and I just threw up on my hand and passed back out. So that's one of the reasons why I don't remember it.
Yeah, that's probably... I don't remember that night either.
And I'm guessing you didn't have a shirt on because it had been burned?
Or? I know that I had to find my pants because I wore gym shorts under my pants for some fucking reason.
Where in the fuck were we at a lake? Where were we at a lake at?
Heather Lock. That little pond.
Lake Gastonia.
Oh.
Yeah.
They call it Heatherlock Lake, so that's all I'm saying. It's not a fucking lake, but... Right. It's a body of water.
It's a thing with some rocks.
Right.
There's some damn ducks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not when I'm done.
I mean, there's also ducks at Tony's Ice Cream.
I have been fishing there before and caught a couple things.
Yeah, that's right. You used to do weird shit like that. Yeah. Just to take your fishing poles down to the water hole.
Can of corn.
It can't get worse than what I used to do. I used to fish in mud puddles because I didn't have any friends.
Oh, fuck.
I used to tie rocks.
What do you mean you used to not have any friends?
Yeah, you're right. I used to tie rocks to the end of a fake fishing pole, and I would sit there, and my mom would just let me fish for hours.
We all do weird shit.
Never caught anything. Middle of summer.
What if you did, though? You would shit your fucking pants if you caught something.
Right?
What the fuck?
Like a trailer park chupacabra or some shit.
It would be. It would be one of those gas station chihuahuas. Just shaking.
The reason why I don't eat catfish is, for fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake.
I caught a catfish once, and my buddy busted it open and pulled out a fucking condom out of the catfish.
Well, that's
not in its wrapper.
So you didn't have to waste one of yours.
So it was a female catfish. And it got lost up in you.
It got lost up in you.
It happens.
Yeah.
You know?
It happens. Two or three times.
Yeah.
There was three condoms in that thing?
Oh. Yeah.
Somebody had a fucking time on.
Gross. Yeah, well, I mean, we totally surpassed the next thing I had to talk about.
What was the next thing,
though? Well, it was a add-on to the hurricane
thing. Well, it all comes full circle.
Yeah. So
all over that sea bass.
It was a catfish.
Oh, I'm catfish, sorry. Bro. Salt and pepper catfish, baby.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
Salt and pepper fried catfish. Side of hush puppies.
So, like, on Facebook, people took Nike and Eminem and all that shit so fucking serious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then a fucking Category 4 hurricane comes around and everybody's making fun of it. Like, right. Making memes and, like, making event pages for shit. So I was thinking,
stop blessing the rains down in Africa. Stupid shit.
Let's shoot Kamehamehas.
No, it was like, It was like one, it was like everybody line up along the coast and just everybody at the same time yell, go on, get.
One was a PSA, there's not sharks in this tornado. And it was like, it's not even a fucking tornado, y'all. No. Like, it's a hurricane.
The fact that WSNBC had to confirm that there wasn't sharks being thrown in the waves.
Oh my god.
Is fucking wild. But what I was going to say was, what are things that, if it was that easy and like the things you could do to make the hurricane just be like, ah, fuck.
Oh.
Like,
what's my limit of what I would do?
Like, what would you just like slut shame it, and make it go home or something? You know what I mean?
Shit, I like welcome you with open arms, man. Fucking do some shit. Who cares? Go ahead. I don't know. You can't.
I think what? So it's like a sentient hurricane. And can you reason with it?
Well, no, it's like a
spell it.
Reason?
Sentient.
Oh,
hurricane?
No, it's like a very sensitive one.
I thought hurricane.
It gets its emotions hurt very fast. So.
Oh, okay.
So basically, you just be like, how can you mean girl it so hard to get it to fucking go away?
Let's call it like a fat Category 4 bitch.
I would fuck her dead.
Oh,
I would fuck her dead.
El Nino?
And then she'd want to change schools. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I would do what Louis C.K. said. Like, I'd fuck the dad. Yeah, I know. He did some bad things.
You could do some stuff that he says, but not...
I would
could do that to the hurricane. You could start jerking off in front of it. He would probably turn around and leave. Jesus. Just be hey, what's up?
I would fuck the father and just have him, like, fall in love with me and be like, get away from me. I'm not gay. And then, like, go about my business. That's what I would do. And then the girl would want to change schools, and we'd be all good about it.
All right. But I don't think you're the same age.
As the hurricane?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think she's like 4 days old.
Ooh, so. You put me in a predicament here.
Yeah. So you just fucked
Then I would welcome it. I can't like yell at a baby like, you're fucking stupid baby. Yeah,
I fucked your dad.
Yeah. Fuck your dad, baby.
Wait till you go to kindergarten.
Yeah. Why do you think you're here, baby?
When you have object permanence, you're going to hate this.
Oh, man.
What would you do?
I think I would just like
slut shame it.
No, I'd probably like wait for us to get on the school bus and like Just keep pushing them down. Just like push her down as many times as possible, and then laugh.
Windy bitch.
Yeah, and just, you know, just keep saying negative things to her, like your butt's big, and like.
Wow, my thing was.
You got some big eyes, weirdo. Yeah, you went deep real fast. Yeah,
I really knew what to do to.
Yeah, you're jerking off in front of the baby hurricane.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay, I'm gonna cut that out.
I've been.
That's a charge.
Yeah. Don't get to do that. You get 5 to 10.
Oh, gross, Michael. Oh, you're. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
What?
You're a nasty bitch. You're a nasty bitch. Elliot, what would you do?
Well, I think I would just let it sit in a room with Michael for about 45 minutes. And it would fuck off back into the ocean where it belongs.
You haven't fucked off yet. You're not making money today either, so.
No, that's true.
Just play the Weezer cover of Africa over and over and over.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it is. More people don't care than care.
Yeah.
So, oh, fuck what?
Something totally unrelated. Sorry.
You all right?
No, Casey gave me a record today, and I left it at work, and I have to go back up there.
It's probably gone.
Yeah. No, it's not gone. It's hidden away very nicely. Secured.
People smell those things up there.
Yeah.
There's like 3 punk rock dudes up there right now just sniffing.
Well, good thing it's Cyndi Lauper. She's so unusual.
Yeah, it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's most definitely still there.
Absolutely. You're going to go back and there's going to be a second copy of it.
That'd be wonderful, man.
Yeah.
I would sell the other copy and get my money back.
Like somebody saran wrapped it for you.
Yeah.
Or something.
It's already saran wrapped.
What else would you do to this hurricane?
I guess, well, also, I think it's kind of fucked up that we have you have a sticker of our professional sports team named after a hurricane.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they do for hurricane relief, the Carolina Hurricanes, but it'd kind of be like having the Kentucky AIDS crisis, you know, because...
Is that like a AAA team?
Yeah, they are. It's... Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Is that a serious thing?
No.
Oh, God. Okay.
There's not a minor league ball team called the AIDS crisis. Yeah.
Pockets. The West Virginia Herps. Give it up.
Come on.
Let's see those Vic cards.
It's contagious.
Don't tell me that there's not a team. Don't tell me the name hadn't been thrown around like the Gastonia syphilis before.
Oh, yeah. That was before the Grizzlies. That was going to be the name. Sammy Sosa was going to play for that team.
Well, the Grizzlies were originally called the Grizzly Just Murders.
Have you seen Sammy Sosa recently, by the way?
Oh, it's disturbing. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
He's like real white.
He is a white man.
He's a white man.
Yeah.
Did he go through the same procedures that Mr. Jackson went through?
He says he has a skin condition.
Yeah.
And the treatment to it lightens the skin.
That's why I brought this, so I can do things like this. So I can write...
Well, that sucks. Does that mean, like, he's in bad health?
No, he's fine. He just looks like he's been floating in the water. It's just kind of swollen up.
Yeah.
Like, good. Dude. I forgot who said it, but somebody says, like, he looks like a dude from, like, that was in New York hardcore in the 80s.
Yeah. And, like,
that's what they look like now. Like, dude, it was good times back then, bro.
We were all black.
NYAC.
Yeah, we were so fucking good, dude.
Don't forget the fucking struggle.
Oh, my God.
Yo, what the fuck?
Yo, man, get it.
Honestly, I tried to find something like that for Vegas.
Oh, that would have been sick.
Definitely couldn't, so I settled for a pink shirt.
It's like a...
We're looking at a picture with Sammy Sosa in a red cowboy hat and
a white western shirt, the sweetest shirt
I've ever seen. Yeah.
Nice embroidery.
Yeah,
that shirt was definitely ironed.
Yeah,
it looks like he definitely got yelled at right before that. Mm-hmm. You can tell.
Yeah,
or he was about to yell at her.
Put the fucking hat on.
Why'd you leave the fucking spaghetti out?
The spaghetti.
Always starts with spaghetti.
Here's Mike interjecting with his own.
Why'd you leave the toothpaste lid off?
You think rich people have fights like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, they have to fight about something. They can't fight about money. So,
Mom and Dad have they celebrated their 45th year wedding anniversary this past week.
That's crazy.
And the biggest fight they had, and apparently it really was, like, when I say it, it doesn't sound big, but it was a huge, like, questioning what they had just gone through with each other. Was
when you were born?
Yeah,
well, I'm sorry.
Absolutely. yeah, I don't want to get into that topic.
Sorry.
They still haven't told him.
No. Oh, no, they told me. Leaving the toothpaste lid off, man. Like, apparently my dad saw it and just, like, couldn't handle, like, the filth from leaving. Because dad's very, you know, very
persistent.
Yeah, very structured individual. So, like, the biggest argument they had was leaving the toothpaste lid off. And when I say that, I was like, wow, that sounds real silly and, like, what a perfect life, but apparently it was like leaving the fucking spaghetti out.
Dude. How did your dad deal with you leaving tissues around?
You just don't leave spaghetti out, man.
Yeah, the tissues.
Yeah, like a ticker tape parade. Everywhere you go, you leave a trail of tissues.
I've been sick my whole life.
Dude. I know, dude. You're so fucking sick.
I've been sick my whole life, and I've always, like, yeah, I just...
That right pocket is full.
Dude, I bet right now, I wonder if I got one. Yeah, no, I mean, I've had allergies my entire life, man. That really bad living in North Carolina.
Yeah.
No, I actually don't have a tissue right now, but I'm going to need one. You can see that roll of toilet paper sitting over there.
It is mine.
That's all right. Just use Elliot's vest.
Yeah, well, it's not the worst thing that's ever happened to it.
It's true.
Is it leather?
Mm-mm.
Okay, because up top you got a...
Pain for leather.
It's looking like leather from where I'm sitting.
It's it hangs in the office at work.
It's just dirty.
And it's like a stamp taste.
It's just greasy as fuck.
And I sweat. My neck sweat is pretty out of control.
Look at it right here. The shine is...
Oh, like, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely. Shoulder sweat. I take it off some days and it's wet.
I had that smoker's hat, edge hat, for like 10 years.
All your friends are here.
And I wore that in every kitchen I worked in, the whole nine yards, and... That thing, I mean, people have questioned, like, is that a leather? Like, I didn't know they made leather hats. I can't believe that place is still around.
They make leather hats?
No, I can't believe, like, this place, like, Smoker's Edge, made leather hats. I can't believe they're still around. Like, they haven't been open for 7 or 8 years, you know? That hat was gross, man.
Oh, I remember that hat. That was a very rough hat.
Yeah. That hat saw some stuff.
Seen some shit.
It went from black to green to black to leather. Is that how you make leather?
I think so. Hmm. You just have Michael wear it for about 10 years, and then it just...
There's 80 Michaels in every sweatshop.
Oh, there's so many Michaels.
There's a whole sweatshop of Michaels that just wear things and rub their head on shit.
Just... Is it working? Yeah, keep going, buddy.
You're good, man.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Yeah.
Life's been good.
Yeah.
Going back to the first question, my life's pretty good right now.
Yeah.
So they did tell you.
Oh, dude, they told me numerous times.
Shit, man. Well, I'm glad you took it like that.
Yeah.
The next question is, how fast can you drink a single beer?
Oh, I've actually found out recently that I'm pretty fast at shotgunning beers now.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've shotgunned a beer since Bar Charlotte. Like, I've never shotgunned a beer at Bar Charlotte. I don't know why I've said that. I think it was like a before. It was like a pregame thing.
Yeah.
The last beer I shotgunned was... I don't know. Maybe Friday or Saturday last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 46 hours ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so much fun.
Yeah, it's like a camaraderie thing.
Well, fuck this guy, because I would come home from work, and him and Robbie would be drinking, and I would go into the bathroom and look in the tub, and there'd be like 10 fucking beer cans with holes in them from where they're just been shotgunning beers.
Stand
all
in the
night.
Tub, shotgun some beer.
Yeah, just come on stand up there and fucking high five. There's 10 high fives right there that missed out.
So many texts of like, come over, like hurry up and get off work. You know, we're drinking, and then
never text.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Then everybody's just passed out. Fucking adolescents.
I thought you, like, heard something over there.
He has a sixth sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I have a sixth sense?
Six? Yeah.
About what?
Yeah.
Help me find my power, man.
I don't know. I really want to...
I feel like you would be the one to get superpowers, but you would definitely be a Nightcrawler-style mutant. It would be one of those things where it's like,
I don't know, I feel like he'd make a great, like, Gambit.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Sucks.
He's like such... the cool Gambit.
Right. You but know. He's throwing snotty tissues at people instead of playing cards. Right,
yeah. Yeah. Doobies.
Just... It's just rock hard snotty tissues.
No. Tissues and dubs, man. Tissues and dubs. If I want to do some real damage, I don't know.
It's like your Gambit, but like you're like it doesn't work all the time. like you got to try it 3 times.
Sometimes it just
shit.
Damn it.
Throw another one.
It happens when I don't want it to.
Right, like sounds... when like you're wiping your ass and all of a sudden you just. Poof,
I thought I was supposed to leave here tonight in high spirits, man. This is great. With shitty Gambit with no friends that text me.
I mean, that's not the worst thing.
Yeah. Honestly, no, that doesn't sound
too
bad.
Lizard man.
Well.
Lizard man.
Michael, if you had to choose, would you rather your top half or bottom half be lizard?
Bottom half for sure. Bottom half for sure. Give me the tail of Daddy.
But you don't keep your human penis. You have like a weird barbed lizard dick.
That comes out when you need it. That's it?
Yeah, it's a defensive thing. It's not really for pleasure.
It's worth the sacrifice.
I would look very weird with the top half. Would the top half lizard look like me?
It's like the Goombas from Mario Bros. The movie.
Oh yeah, I would look exactly like a Goomba.
Not much of a change.
Yeah,
just like Scotty with a sunburn.
So you're asking Scotty if he would be a Goomba?
Yeah.
I'd be a Goomba.
What about you? Top half or bottom half?
Oh, top half, dude. Lizard with a vest. That's a good look.
Yeah.
Are we as dumb as Goombas?
Just like right now, probably, yeah. But
I mean, do we still get to do our everyday things?
Oh, yeah. You're a normal human. Aside from the lizard thing. Oh,
yeah.
But yeah, you maintain your current intelligence. Now, if you get the bottom half, then you turn into a dumb lizard.
Worth it.
I've been called a dumb lizard many times in my life.
Somebody driving by. Fuck you. I actually, the other day, I don't know if you remember when I had mutton chops, Michael. This was way too late in my life. I was like 20 or 21, and I decided to have mutton chops. And we were sitting at the corner, like, at this coffee shop, and this car full of kids drove by, probably 16 or 17, and I'm just minding my own business, smoking a cigarette, and I just hear, like, one of them leans out the window, like, far, just like, "Sweet chops, bro!" Just drives by. And the worst part was, for a second, I was like, "Nice," and then I was like, "Oh,
that's probably not good."
Yeah, he's not. He doesn't really think they're nice.
Yeah,
he was being mean.
You got punked out by a 16-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
That's essentially what happened.
I didn't do anything bad.
You got chumped by a 16-year-old.
Yeah, and also they looked at us sitting there and thought, "Yeah, these are some guys we can just yell at from a car. It'll be okay," which is true.
Fucking aggressively sarcastic.
Yeah.
You know, I had that one 16-year-old. I'm pretty sure you're 16.
Oh, yeah.
With the sun drop bottle. Yeah. Out of Target.
What?
Yeah. Let's hear it. Let's go.
I was going into Target. I don't know what I'm there for, but I was...
That's not...
Yeah, I was leaving. Nope. I had a sun drop in my hand, and this guy almost hit me, and I threw my fucking arms up, and I was like, "Watch where we're fucking going." So this old Jim Bob decides to get out of his fucking car and gets out of his car and starts walking towards me and, like, kind of put his hands out, or at least that's how I saw it.
He
walked up, like, and his hands started to extend, and I was just like, "Nah, man." So I remember, like, hitting him, and I had this sun drop bottle in my hand, and I just, like, clocked him as back as I could in his head with the cap of it, you know, just like one good, like, not
go on, get
like, yeah, like, not yeah. Like, not my lawn, not my problem, you know. And kid falls down, and I look up and I see the tag for Forest View High School in his window. So immediately, like, okay, this kid's underage. I'm probably, what, 23 at the time that this happened.
To be fair, he was probably taller than you.
Yeah, no, he looked scary.
You can't tell these days. It really
no.
And these kids have bad attitudes. And they have really nice cars, like grown up cars.
That's what I'm saying. Like these, like every car that I've seen with a shitbird in it, like recently, has been a kid that's like, oh man, he just left, you know, this high school, you know, and here I am, in a Volvo that the catalytic converter hasn't worked in 3.5 years, you know. And
that Volvo was really nice when you got it.
Yeah, just keep putting juice in it. Mm. You know,
they're just so expensive. Man.
Yeah, as long as it has gas in it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Do point A to point B, but I don't know, shitbirds.
Like, it's hard to explain to somebody how bad the whole, like, thing in Gastonia is. Like, you pull up to a car, and you look over, and then look back, and then look over, and they're wanting to fight you.
Right, yeah.
That is a hell of a thing here. Like, I mean, it was worse. I don't know if it's...
It's so strange to live in Gastonia. You're part of the South. You know, at least we think that we're part of the South, and... To have so many people with those, like, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, open the door for you. But then...
We're the butthole of the South.
Yeah.
But you have to... I mean, it is like a big city. Like, nah, man. Like, you mind your... You look straight. Don't fucking worry about anybody else. Yeah. If you look at somebody else, the next thing you know, like, why are you looking at my car?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at my girl who I just picked up off an airline? Yeah. Just on Main Street the other day, there were these three guys out there. They were doing something across the street with construction. They were across ours. Like, they were probably going to come into the pub, which they did come into the pub, but they were making their way, and they were talking loud, and one of them goes, "Motherfucker, a car stops in the middle of Main Street. This dude gets out of his car and starts, like, his wife." And this guy is, like, upper 40-year-old. His wife's probably the same age, and she's, like, yelling no. And this guy gets out of his car and starts... getting in these three dudes' face that could clearly just annihilate this guy.
Was he wearing his varsity jacket?
No, he's this short little fucking chubby bastard with fucking, like, camo shorts and a fucking,
Unloved Sons shirt.
Yeah, Unloved Sons shirt.
Dude, that was me.
No, like a Carhartt shirt, you know? Like yelling at these guys, and they're calming him down because they know, like, dude, we're gonna get in trouble. But this guy heard motherfucker. And he immediately assumes that it's being yelled at him.
Yeah.
And he stopped. I mean, traffic stopped, dude. He left his door open. It was on Main Street. It was like 3 minutes long, and people just fucking stood, like, we sat there.
Our neighbor was like that. And he, well, they moved eventually. But this guy, he was an usher at the church that my neighbor preached at.
Just had a short fuse.
Right? Dude, I swear. This kid put a donation in the plate that was supposed to be for the youth trip. There was a separate plate going around. So he goes, like, oh, darn, and takes the donation out to put it in the right plate. Well, this guy's like, what the fuck are you doing? And apparently this kid's dad is like 6'7", just like a maniac, you know? And this little short fucker, you know, like badass, you know... Not that I have room to talk, but I mean, you know, he didn't carry it as well as I do. So he almost gets in a fight in church. And then the last I've heard of him, he got arrested for assaulting a police officer.
At church.
This is a dude who...
The guy directing traffic.
Who had like 3 heart attacks because he couldn't calm the fuck down. Like, he would just get so worked up, he would have a heart attack.
That's crazy, because, like, when he's not wearing that usher suit or whatever, he's wearing camo shorts and a Carhartt shirt. Yeah. And he's fighting people on Main Street. Yeah.
Who'd you call, motherfucker?
Yeah, I mean, I saw all the patrons, like, get up, and they just, like, started turning their heads, and I saw that car out front. I was like, man, like, honestly, my first reaction was, like, somebody overdosed.
Right.
Somebody overdosed in, like, that little...
Well, that's the other thing about Gastonia.
Right.
Yeah.
So, saw that, and, yeah, go out there, and sure enough, like, I see this guy turning around, walking back to his car, just, like, saying that. I was like, what happened? And they were like, oh, he called him a mother. I was like, what a motherfucker. Yeah. You know, like...
That's like, I think there's people who still take the word motherfucker literally. Like you look at, it's like you looked at him and was like, I bet you fuck your mom. And then they get that mad about it. It's like, it's all right, man. It's not that big of a deal.
Probably somebody at Walmart called that guy a motherfucker, and he was like, just driving. He was like, Barbara, the next fucking person that says it.
Motherfucker calls me a motherfucker.
He was like, that's it. That's it.
If I don't get
Don't get out.
If I don't get a can of Vienna sausages in me.
I love those road rage videos where the people go to get out of the car but forget to put it in park.
Oh, yes.
That's like the greatest thing ever. And then all of a sudden they're chasing their car into traffic because they got upset. Like, must be exhausting.
God, that really sucks.
Yeah.
I saw one road rage video where he fucking flips the goddamn, like, over the fucking median thing in the fucking interstate. They tried to get around. They flipped their car from being assholes. Good for them.
I did watch a guy run himself over with his own car today. This drunk driver running from the cops. And he bails and runs right in front of his car and it just rolls right over him. And it's like, at that point, you know, you're going to get caught. You may as well get run over for some sympathy.
Absolutely. At least you get to spend a couple of days in a hospital.
Yeah. But you know what's weird about getting run over by cars? Sometimes it just doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just, like, hits you in all the right places and you're like, oh.
Damn, yeah.
And then sometimes you got to shoot your dogs after it.
Life's like that.
Yeah, there's always that.
Oh, yeah. That happened to me, like,
oh, shit.
When I was a kid, we had, like, a dog, two dogs. They had puppies, like, 10 fucking puppies. And they were, like, you know, they're labs. So, like, you know, it was, like, a good 40-pound dog, like, at, like, 6 months or something or whatever.
No, dude, don't do this.
But, like, my grandma or my step-grandma or whatever was, like, backing up and, like, went over one of the dogs.
Oh,
so we had to do that. But the thing is, we were on our way to a fucking Little League baseball game. I was in my uniform, so we had to, like, pop it, you know, and throw it in a ditch. And she was like, get in the car, we gotta go.
Oh my god.
So I had to play a fucking baseball game after that.
Holy shit,
what the fuck.
Yeah, I had to play a whole game.
I was just, like, crying in the outfield.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Yeah, what position were you?
No, I was a catcher.
Oh
yeah, god. So I was busy crying.
Yeah, you were like,
No, we never won. That's a lie. We won when I wasn't there a couple times.
When they had,
like, why did they let me be a catcher? Like, there's so many other people that could do it and actually catch balls. Not me. Yeah, that's my dog story.
Dude.
We didn't bury it.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
We shot it through a ditch. I mean, I didn't shoot it, you know. I was I was seven.
Oh, believe me, I'm not.
It's just the like, what?
We didn't bury it. This sounds like, this is why I don't listen to NPR at, like, in the middle of the afternoon, because it's always a story like that on. And we didn't bury it. Like, that's, god damn.
And then we got home from the game and I forgot about it.
Oh, shit.
Because there was so many dogs.
Oh,
you know?
Oh my god.
Well,
having dogs back then was so different, because, like, yeah, we would just, like, have plates of food or leftovers and just, like, take it and, like, dump the food out. Like, we didn't buy dog food. We just, like, dumped that food out for them, and they ate it, and they stayed alive for a very long time. And they were outside dogs forever.
Jesus.
I just want to hug my dog now.
Yeah, it'll make you do that. Unless you have eight to 12 of them.
Yeah.
You're like, well, you got to do that 9 more times.
Fuck.
Eventually you do. If you keep them until they die, you'd be like, fuck.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh, that's so much heartache. But, like, people that have, like, I know somebody that has, like, a room full of chihuahuas. I'm not kidding. Like, their parents have a room full of chihuahuas and then other dogs.
Oh.
And when I say a room full, I say 30.
Are you fucking serious?
No. I mean, yeah, I am serious. So, just think about how many times you have to be like, my dog died.
Right.
Yeah. Which one? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was the
number 7?
Yeah.
But you might not even notice they're dying if they're that numerous. You know, they might just eat them.
They just look like they're crowd surfing with the other dogs.
Yeah. It's a plague of chihuahuas.
That's like, literally had their own room and shit, you know?
Oh, I bet that room smells great.
Yeah, and they had
that room smells fucking great.
And they had somebody come in and clean up everything.
Jesus.
That's crazy, man. That's a fun room to look at when they don't know you.
Yeah.
30 chihuahuas barking at you like they want to kill you, it's fun.
And I think, honestly, I think 30 chihuahuas could take me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to have the heart to fight back and then, you know.
Well, no, man. Like,
I guess I could just roll around a couple times and that would take care of like 12.
All they have to do is get a couple of places. That's, you know what I mean? You have to think about that. You just got to get a couple of fucking nips and like 30 of them? Are you kidding? Like,
yeah.
I can't kick four dogs at the same time.
They just like special forces wall climb up to your balls and latch on.
I accidentally stepped in a like fire ant. Thing, you know, and almost died. Well, it felt like it. So,
well, so yeah, same thing.
So, 30 fucking chihuahuas. Yeah, I could die. I would probably die immediately.
Just lay down and take it.
Oh yeah, if two of them bit me, I would stab myself in the heart.
Just Elliot Smith out.
Yeah,
this is it.
Fuck this.
I'm done.
That's it.
That's actually what happened to Elliot Smith. A lot of people don't know that a chihuahua bit the tip of his dick.
What?
And then he stabbed himself in the heart. That's why he did it.
There's going to be so many people upset when they hear that, man.
Oh, I love Elliot Smith.
Sure.
Can't you just, like, fix it?
Hmm?
Like your dick?
Yeah, I think you can get a tip.
You can get a new tip for it. Just screw it on.
I mean, might not feel the same, but, like, I guess any motion on it would be like, oh, God. Whoa. Vinegar strokes.
I mean, I've never had an animal bite my penis.
Would they sew on a, like, make it a hard tip? Like, because you don't have fillings.
I would want a Sharpie tip so I could just draw with it.
I guess if you wanted the, like, aesthetic look, you could, if you've never been cut before, you could see what you'd look like with that weird mushroom thing when y'all lose your foreskin.
Well, okay.
Fucking conformist assholes.
I feel assaulted. Yeah.
No male circumcision over here, am I right? Fives.
Nerds.
Fives, bro.
I left that shit behind. No baggage.
Somebody made a tortellini with it something.
Dude, I forgot who told me, but I believed it for the longest time. And they said that foreskins were fucking like double bubble chewing gum. And I like literally believed it for a long time.
Did you try
to
chew on your own foreskin?
Did you consider it? Like seeing, like, you know.
No, but after they told me that, I did stop chewing double bubble because I like I believed it.
You thought that there was a big factory
full of like baby foreskin.
I guess like after they snip you at the church or whatever, or the, you know,
the hospital.
The hospital.
Yeah, the hospital.
I thought they do it at churches.
They have a bris, they'll do it in your fucking living room.
Oh word. But there was always like a conveyor belt beside them, you know. It's just like boom, and it went up into like a little wrapper.
That's
with like
thing,
great
how you
flavoring
get- How you gonna get your dick snipped in a living room?
I mean, it's just like, well, they also got, there's also a sect of that ceremony. There's a certain one where the, I can't remember what they call the rabbi who performs the circumcision, but they also suck the blood out of the little binky. Like, and then kids were turning up with hepatitis,
like,
and they were like, "Could we stop
like
doing
for,
this?"
Yeah. I get it. I get it. Like, for religious purposes, like, if you just want it done to your kids, like, I understand. I'm talking about, like, getting it snipped.
Oh,
but the idea of, like,
like,
it's still being, like, okay to do in, like, a living room. Like, so being so prone to, like, getting
everyone, everyone wears
an,
gloves.
An infection, you know what I mean? Like, It's strange that that's still, like,
I had mine done
able to be done. You know what I mean?
I had mine done in a parking lot.
Yeah. It was outside. Well, there was a $500 charge in the hospital.
Yeah.
And if you just did it outside, you didn't have to do
all a crow actually carried my foreskin away.
Was it at Tommy's or Aro's?
Mm-hmm. Well, there was barbecue, but it was like a truck. It wasn't.
Oh, they had their,
the dick skin pork roast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was the third annual? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Catfish jam, though, right?
I don't do catfish. We just talked about this, man.
I like how, but what are the chances of finding another condom in a catfish?
I don't know, man.
If you, once in your life, if you see a condom come out of a catfish, that's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah.
Now when for I see condoms, I just have like this like weird like vision. I don't, like.
It's also why it doesn't use condoms.
I don't touch them. I don't touch them.
And we'll go near them. I saw one in a catfish once.
Don't
it's
believe
disgusting.
In it.
It's just like you walk by the aisle and it's like,
not my chair, not my problem.
gross. Hey, do y'all really think Game of Thrones really happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even watch that show, but yeah, sure.
You don't watch Game of Thrones?
No.
What do you do with yourself?
Watch Lord of the Rings because it's better.
Well, I mean, it's different.
Lame.
I love Lord of the Rings.
No, I don't watch Game of Thrones. I don't watch Walking Dead either.
I don't either.
No, nah, Walking Dead can suck a big fan.
I've watched that first episode like 20 times, and I can't do it.
I watched a couple seasons, but it just got... I read the comics. I read like the first 76 issues, yeah. And it was awesome.
That's my favorite zombie story, the comics.
And then like to see what happened, like what they did with it, man, like, I don't know, it was garbage.
Well, they had this like subtle build in the comics where it's like, you slowly realize like, oh, humanity's the real villain, you know. But in the show, they're like, I'm racist, and I'm, like, you know.
Methamphetamines, baby.
Yeah.
Everybody's a drug addict in that show.
This is fucking, I was just like, oh, okay, not going with the soft touch here.
Right.
Just gonna start out right away.
Y'all basically literally just said, fuck what you just said. I'm talking about Walking Dead.
I feel the same about Game of Thrones.
Well,
I do.
You read the
I don't give a comic. Shit. I don't give a shit about Game of Thrones.
I read the books.
It's a bunch of kid fucking.
Well, not really.
No, it's a bunch of kid fucking.
It's a lot of kin fucking.
Kin fucking, yeah.
And vice versa. Like, it's a bunch of...
Yeah, it'd be the same. Still kin fucking.
Kin. It's the same family.
But it's whatever...
No, we're not talking about dudes named Kin. We're talking about, like,
your kid. A bunch of Martin being like, and the 13-year-old's nipples.
Like, okay, I will say this. Reading those books, when you get to the part where he's like, he's writing a dwarf fucking scene, and he's talking about like how he describes food and sex the same way in the books, and I can't get through him anymore because I just picture him in his fucking Dragon Ball Season 1 outfit, like sitting at a typewriter, like, and then he licks her vagina,
which tastes weird to me, like Walmart's like deli,
like
salami.
Summer wine. Oh. Fuck, George.
Yeah, man. Fuck off with that shit.
George, settle the fuck down.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys don't care.
All right. What?
Believe it happened.
Technically,
though.
Well, yeah.
I still believe it happened.
I mean, it's more accurate than anything on History Channel.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's true, I guess.
Just popping shots at History Channel. You know me. You've seen my Twitter feed.
Yeah, fuck Nat Geo, too.
Yeah, fucking birds are stupid. Don't film them.
Eat my ass.
Eat our asses. Do you have anything else you guys would want to add to this?
Oh, I just want to give a shout out to Ric Flair. Congratulations.
Yeah,
he
woo.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. He always does. Hey, my friend Tim, shout out Tim, made his engagement ring.
Nice.
Congratulations, very Timothy. Nice. Shout out to Aunt Flo coming through, about to wreak some havoc.
Yep.
Yeah.
Please give everybody no power but me, and that includes my friends here.
Do you think I'm gonna be?
Y'all can hang out at my place, but like, don't let me lose power.
Yeah, it's gonna be very boring. I do have a external charger, so I will be good.
Nice.
I have one of those at least that we can, you know, charge our phones or maybe a computer for a minute or something. But
yeah,
worst case scenario is you go outside and have to plug your phone into your car for fucking 20 minutes. You know what I mean?
Then, yeah.
Whatever. It's going to be dumb.
True.
I got whiskey and things, so...
Yeah, because the phone's the only thing that matters, apparently, in a storm.
Yeah, I don't...
In a life-threatening category 4.
It's not going to... It's not going to be...
It's going to be a 2.
It's not going to be a 2 in anything.
It's going to be... Well, let's put it this way. It's going to be a fucking hurricane.
It's going to be a hurricane.
So whatever it is...
We're getting a lot of rain, but the only thing that we really have to worry about is losing fucking power, and that's just going to blow us. I don't have to hear Murray just scratch himself and breathe heavy, so... And Robbie as well.
Yeah.
Or just get a guitar.
Some candlelight acoustic.
I'm already prepared to have to hear my hippie neighbor upstairs like, like,
fucking. He's probably going to die.
Yeah.
Well.
The roof's going to get it.
God willing.
Well, thanks, Elliot, Mike.
Thank you.
Coming through.
You're welcome.
Fucking shooting the shit. And we're not dead yet.
Oh, can I give a shout out?
Yeah, do whatever you have to do. Okay.
All right. Shout out.
I didn't have one planned. I thought you'd say no. Sorry.
Oh. All right. Wait. You. That was it.
Yeah. Really.
Are you serious?
Okay.
I thought you'd be like no conformity.
Why? What's?
All right.
No, no fucking I told you, Mike, no more shout-outs.
You get one. For anybody listening, if you fucking go to the website, unlovesonscompany.com, use the code PFTBadSeeds at checkout, and you will get a nice little chunk off your purchase.
Happy anniversary, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, and there's a shout-out.
I just figured it out, sorry.
But thanks for listening, and stay weird as fuck. Peace.